All right. Hello, ladies. How's it going? Oh, let's get organized here. Hello, Miss Susan from Louisiana. How's everybody's Saturday going? All right. Y'all ready to talk about the basics? I am Coach Betsy, by the way. Who is new? I'm gonna maybe try to sit down for a second, talk to y'all before we get to the little presentation. I look like I'm down in a hole. Do we have any newbies in the house that wants to talk about basics? Ooh, we got a good group here. Lisa joined Wednesday. Welcome. Welcome. I'm Coach Betsy. For those of you all who don't know me, I haven't been on a call in a little while. And actually, I just looked. Let me kind of close this window back here. It's a little bright back there. That might help me with, there we go. That might help me with, oh yeah, that helps me with my light from this other window. And all right, we ready to get started? Okay, let's do this. All right, so for those of you all who don't know me, I am Coach Betsy. I have been a coach with No BS for, seems like forever now, but I've been around No BS and PNP before that since at least 2007. So I have been around forever and I love it and just so grateful that I found Corinne when I did on a Weight Watchers message board way back when. And I have lost 70 pounds and I'm living my dream as being an OBS coach. So for those of you who are new, I mainly work in the private coaching side of No BS. And so if any of you all are interested in our private coaching option, please check it out on our website. And if anybody in here who wants to put the link in here for me, we have an amazing private coaching program and I have 35 amazing clients that I work with. But sometimes I get to do amazing calls for the whole membership like this as well. And so that's what I'm here to talk to y'all about today is getting back to basics. And so this is for you newbies who are around and just joined us recently, or for some of you OGs. Actually, Corinne told us this week on a team call that we've got our newbies who have just joined, you know, recently. We've got our elders who have been around for at least a year. And then we got our OGs who have been around for 2 years or more. So this call is for all of you all. Good morning. Good morning, Laura. Thank you, Mary Jo, for posting that. Mary Jo is one of my amazing clients. So yeah, so if y'all are interested in the private coaching, check that out. Okay, so back to basics. So let me kind of tell you how this call is going to go. So it's bugging me, y'all, to see my little, I'm going to step back to see my little ceiling fan thing. I am going to do a little teaching here, tell y'all about the 5 steps to get back to basics. And then if any of you all have any questions that you want me to answer about the basics, about getting back to the basics, about anything that I talk about here, put those in the Q&A box. And then if we have some time at the end and anybody wants to get coached specifically on getting back to basics, then you can raise your hand. Okay, so we'll probably be on here for about an hour, maybe a little bit more. I am not looking at the chat though. I cannot see it from here because I'm kind of blind. So if you have any questions for me, if you want me to see anything, put it in the Q&A box or raise your hand to get coached, okay? So let's get started with five steps. And so this is the first time I've kind of done this, but I thought it would be fun to kind of go step by step here. I did a little art with my, in this fun, with my little dry erase markers this morning. So, okay, five steps to get back to basics. So before we even start looking at where we are with the basics, we got to look at our thoughts, right? For you newbies, you may not be quite to module two of No BS yet, where we talk all about thought work. But this is really what's super important first, right? Before you start looking at your data, before you start deciding maybe what you want to do next in terms of looking at the basics, you have to ask yourself, why am I not doing all the basics right now? Right? Why am I not, or why am I maybe working on doing my water, getting all my water in, and why am I not doing it right now? Right? What's not working right now? I don't want y'all to just jump into a bunch of actions, right? Before you really figure out what's going on with me right now. Why am I not losing weight right now? Right? And it always comes back to your thoughts. And a lot of times it comes back to some sort of fear. So this is a question. What am I afraid of? This is a question. I will show you all my little sticky note that I keep on my computer. It says, what are you afraid of today, Betts? Let's look at it. I call myself Betts because that's my loving, sweet name that I call myself because that's what my daddy calls me. And that's what a lot of people who love me call me. And so that's what I call myself. And any of you all who don't have a sweet little pet name for yourself, you need to find one. And I'm telling y'all, as I talk about it, like the tears start coming because it, y'all, we've got to talk to ourselves like we love ourselves. Even if we don't quite love ourselves yet, we got to talk to ourselves like other people who love us. So just for fun, what are y'all's little names for yourselves? Y'all call yourself sweetheart or sugar pie or whatever it is, love. Kitty, come up with one, okay? So what am I afraid of? That's the first question that you have to ask yourself, because again, a lot of times there's some sort of fear that's going on here, right? And a lot of times it's a fear that you can't do this. I can't lose weight. I've joined another program or I've been doing this a long time, y'all. It doesn't matter whether you're brand new or you've been around for 15 years like I have almost. It's your thinking that you can't do this, that this is just one more thing that you're going to try. That's going to stop you in your tracks before you ever move forward with weight loss. So that's what you have to ask yourself. What am I afraid of right now? Or even just ask yourself, what am I thinking that's leading me to not do the basics right now? Okay. So that needs to be a little journaling session here. And then you got to ask yourself, what am I going to think instead? And I want y'all to help me in the chat. Again, I can't really see the chat too well, but what do you all tell yourselves when you're doing the basics and you don't think this is going to make any difference, right? You don't think this is going to work, but you do it anyway. One of my favorite power thoughts when I was losing weight was, I doubt it, but I do it. So that meant that I could doubt the process if I wanted to, and I doubted the process sometimes as I was working towards belief in myself. But that didn't keep me from doing the actions. And so that really helped me. But you can just think, you know what? I'm just working on this, right? I'm just practicing. I'm just doing another big thought that has always worked for me is, I'm just going to do something different this time because what I was doing before wasn't working for me. Let's see what y'all are saying. I'm figuring this out one step at a time. I'm the only one that is standing in my way. Rachel, I have to be perfect to be enough. What do you want to think instead? Okay. Little by little, day by day. What is meant for me will find a way. Linda, you get extra points for being a poet. Small things add up. That is the thinking that needs to be happening, y'all, with these basics, right? All the little small things, all the little small wins add up to something big, because we know that weight loss, all weight loss is a series of thousands and thousands of little decisions every day. That's all weight loss is, okay? So you got to start with your mind first. And I can't wait to read this chat after this call is over. And I'm definitely going to save the chat and include it in the replay, because there's all kinds of amazing ideas in there. Okay. So now that we've got our mind right, and we're believing something like, you know what? Every choice matters. Something like that, right? Now we're going to get into looking at our actions, looking at our basics. So this is step two. Assess. You got to start with where you are, right? Before you can move forward, you've got to figure out where you are right now. And so for you elders and OGs that have been around for a long time, how do you do this? With your planner, right? With your data from your planner. You newbies, you just just pick one, right? You just pick a basic that you want to work on. If you are good with your water right now, you might want to choose a different one, right? If you're good with your water and sleep, you might want to focus on making a plan every day. That's what I really encourage you newbies to do, is to totally focus on just making a plan every day. We're going to talk about kind of doing that here in a second. But the way that you assess is you look at that habit tracker. Have y'all been filling out your habit tracker? Or do you have all the data to fill out the habit tracker, and you just need to go back and fill out that habit tracker? I know that's what I do sometimes, where it's like, I got all the data, but I just haven't taken the time to look at every page of the planner and fill out all the habit tracker, right? So maybe y'all just need to print that out and go back and fill it in. Or you've been amazing and you've been filling out your habit tracker as you go along, and you can just go and find that data, right? So that's the first thing, is you got to have the data. Or if you're a newbie, you just decide, okay, this is what I'm going to focus on for the next 3 to 4 weeks, okay? If y'all have any questions, for me, because I can't see the chat, please put it in the Q&A, okay? All right. Or if y'all are in the chat and you want to just help each other, answer each other's questions, go for it. Okay. So we've assessed and we've got the basic that we want to focus on. And this is how you do it. This paper kind of messed up my marker. So if you're looking at the habit tracker, oops, there's a little bit of a glare, but I'll read it to you. It says, take the lowest percentage, right? With your habit tracker, whatever was the lowest percentage, let's say it was your water. Let's say you were at 45% for your water for the month, right? So 45% of the month, you got your 64 ounces or more in. What I want you to do is set the goal to increase it by 10 to 20%. And I will tell you all, I didn't come up with this process. Guess who did? Corinne came up with this process on a Q&A a couple of weeks ago. And I totally stole it and I created this process. So, because she was answering somebody's question about, you know, what to do to, you know, to basically get the scale moving. And this is the process that she described. Okay. So you take the lowest percentage from your habit tracker and you just say, okay, my goal for the next 3 to 4 weeks. This is the other thing, y'all. Y'all decide to try something for a week And then when you don't lose weight in a week, you think, oh, well, that wasn't it. Move on to the next thing. Or nothing will ever work. I quit. Do y'all really think that a scientist would give something a week to work? No. A scientist, and we are all scientists here, right? That's what we learned in OBS. We have to give things time to work. Our bodies do not respond in a week sometimes, right? We got to be real with ourselves about this. And so, again, whatever you're going to try here to get back to basics and to really focus on one basic that you want to improve on, you've got to give it at least 3 or 4 weeks to see where you go with it. Okay? So again, take the lowest percentage or one of the lowest percentages, right, from your habit tracker, and then set the goal to increase that by 10 to 20% in the next month. Real simple, right? Real simple. Okay. Step 4. Let's say you want to increase your water, like, right? Let's use that same water example. You want to go from 45 to 65% for your water for the month. But you're like, well, I don't know what to do. Or I have a million ideas and I don't know which one to choose from. We're not going to use that. It is an excuse either. So yeah, it says crowdsource 10 ideas. There we go. I'll just kind of lean it in here. Crowdsource 10 ideas. Do y'all know what crowdsourcing means? It's kind of a fancy sounding word. But what that means is that you get ideas from the crowd. And our crowd here at NoBS is our Facebook group, right? That's how you get ideas. So if you've decided you're going to increase your water by 20% in the next month, and you want some ideas, and you want some ideas on, you know, how to pick one or which one really has worked for people, then you make a post in the Facebook group and you say, hey, I'm really wanting to focus on my water this month. What have people done to really work on increasing their water every, you know, over time? Or I will tell you all, this post has been made so many times in our Facebook group. Search water in our Facebook group in the little search box. And you may not even need to do your own post. You'll find all kinds of ideas just there. Okay? So crowdsource. Kitty says she's gotten so many ideas from crowdsourcing. So Sharon, the board says crowdsource 10 ideas. I know there's a glare. Let me see if I can kind of close the window a little bit. Maybe there won't be so much glare. There's still going to be a glare because, but maybe it's a little bit better. I don't want to be too dark in here though. Okay. We'll get all this written down on the replay too. So, and if any of y'all have written this down, you can help whoever doesn't know what it is. Okay. It's better. Okay. So crowdsource 10 ideas. And then the last step is my favorite. Do that shit. Do it. You know, at some point, right, you have to stop crowdsourcing. You have to stop, you know, like, you know, spinning an indecision, and you have to make a decision about what you're going to do. Let's say with the water, you've decided that you're going to kick off your day with 16 ounces before your first cup of coffee. And I know one of my private clients, that's something that she implemented to get more water in. So she just decided, okay, I'm going to kick off my water drinking every morning with 16 ounces before I have my first cup of coffee. And then that just, like, she's already, what, a fourth of the way through her water. And so it just really gets her going. And like the rest of the day, she's good to go. Maybe you try that, but you do only that for the next month. And your brain's going to tell you it's not enough. Your brain's going to tell you you should be doing more. Your brain's going to maybe be telling you you should be doing all the things, but what about the other three basics and all this kind of stuff? Y'all, this is how stuff works. We don't do all the things at first, right? We get good at really, really good at one thing, and then we move on to the next thing. Because then we're not in any hurry, right? We're not in any hurry here. We're here to lose weight for the last time. And so we don't have to be in a rush. Because the more intentional that we do this, the more likely we are to keep it off after we lose it, right? And that's what we're all about, as far as I know. Not just losing it, but keeping it off. Okay? So that's my five steps to getting back to basics. I'll review it one more time, and then I'll answer a few questions and we'll do a little coaching. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of here? Why am I not doing the basics right now? Is there some sort of fear going on? Is there some sort of thought like, it won't be enough? I can't do this anyway. I've never been able to do it. You've got to look at that first and then decide, what do you want to think instead? And I mentioned some ideas, right? I'm working on figuring this out. I'm doing it one step at a time. I'm doing it differently this time, right? I don't have to do everything all, you know, at first. I'm doing this the right way this time, okay? Number two is assess. Really figure out where you are right now. Look at your habit tracker. Or just if you're brand new and you haven't collected data yet on your habit tracker, you just really think about, okay, what's the one basic that I really want to focus on? And if for you newbies, 30 days of making a plan is what I recommend. That's what we all recommend for newbies. Just 30 days of making a 24-hour plan every day, okay? Number three, if you do have your habit tracker and your data, you take the lowest percentage or one of the lowest percentages, and then you decide to up that by 10 to 20% in the next month. Number four, you crowdsource ideas if you need to decide what's one thing you're going to do to work on this. And then number five, is you do that shit. Okay? So that's what I got for you with that. Okay, let me see if I can. Oh, can I raise my seat up a little bit so I'm not so low? I think I can kind of go down like this. There we go. Okay. Let's see what question we had here. Yes, 24-hour assessment or 24-hour plan, Tyson, is one of the four basics. I didn't actually go through what the four basics are. Water, 64 ounces at least, or you know, when your urine is a pale yellow, 7 to 8 hours of sleep on average, right? Some people can do with a little less. Some people need a little bit more. You know what you need, right? But 7 to 8 hours is what we recommend starting with. Making a 24-hour plan every day and assessing it. And you could choose just like one side of that, you know, if you wanted to at first, right? And then doable hunger. So you eat when you're hungry and you stop when you're satisfied. And so you could focus on one side of that, right? It doesn't have to be both. So it's, you know, really just zooming in and focusing on one thing that you want to just laser focus in on for the next month. Okay? All right. So let's see, there's a few more questions. I run low on ideas around following my plan as just, so Tabitha, this is where you crowdsource. Okay, so you're not following your plan. First, you want to ask yourself why, right? Why are you not following your plan? Are you overeating? Are you eating different things? So that's where you crowdsource. You can crowdsource right here in the chat and say, okay, y'all, I'm not following my plan because, I mean, are you overeating or are you just not wanting to follow the food on your plan? I'll give you a couple of ideas. First thing is that you can give yourself several options at each meal, right? We don't have to have just one option on our plan. I love to give myself several options, okay? But you want to be, you want to plan specifically those options. And then, but if you're overeating, you know, and not following your plan, that's something that, you know, you may want to, maybe if you're, you know, eating past satisfied, then an idea might be to the Kathy method. If y'all don't know what the Kathy method is, and by the way, Corinne did a call on eating to satisfied, totally on that just a couple of weeks ago. So I'll post that in our show notes. Let's see, make a note of what I need to post in the, and I'm going to post a picture of my board in there without the glare. And, so the Kathy method, for those of you who don't know, or if you're new, it is to take your plate of food and just, you know, make a regular serving of food that you would make for yourself. And then you eat half on your plate, right? And you stop. And you wait, just, you know, you decide on the amount of time that you're going to wait. Maybe it's going to be 5 minutes. Maybe it's going to be 10 minutes. Maybe it's just going to be 2 or 3 minutes to start. But you eat half and then you pause and you set a timer. So that gives your body time to digest the food, for your brain and your body to kind of, you know, get into sync, right, in terms of determining how satisfied you are. And so you just give yourself a kind of that pause, right? Because we find ourselves sometimes just shoveling it in. I know I do, right? And so, yeah, it just gives your body just a pause to really figure out kind of where you are with your satisfaction level. And then you, once the timer goes off, you then eat half of what is left. And then you repeat the process. You set the timer again and really start listening to your body, kind of doing a body scan, figuring out if you are still hungry or if you're at satisfied. It just really helps you practice what satisfied feels like to you, both physically and mentally, because we know that satisfaction is a mental thing as well. That's something I'm kind of studying right now with some of my work I'm doing. And, you know, satisfaction from food is totally a physical thing, but then there's also, not totally, but it's a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing because we, you know, our brain tells us like, you know what, I think we're done. You know, there's all kinds of different satisfied signals, and that's in this call that Corinne did a couple of weeks ago. And again, I'll post it in the replay. Okay. Let's see, a few more questions. Number 4 says, crowdsource 10 ideas. Diane, why do I beat myself up when I set a goal and then feel sabotage? It looks like you stopped at day 22. And it's hard starting back up. That's because, it says, you beat myself up when you set a goal. I'm not totally understanding your question, Diane, but it's something about like, you probably, I mean, the problem is that you're beating yourself up, right? You maybe got to day 22 and you haven't done it perfectly, or you haven't lost as much weight as you had set the goal for, or something like that. And you made that mean something about yourself, like, well, I'll never do this anyway, so why keep going, right? And so you quit. And, you know, and of course, you know, if you keep beating yourself up, it's going to be hard to start back up again. And so the whole thing is you beating yourself up. And you've got to think about what are the thoughts that lead you to beat yourself up. And it is probably something like, well, I couldn't have never been able to do this anyway. I probably can't do it this time. But is that really true, y'all? Why are we using the past as evidence of what we can do in the future? We all know that we can do new things. We all know that we can do hard things. All of y'all that have kids, I just keep going back to that because I don't have kids. You probably didn't think you could do it at first, right? But you figured it out. You figured it out and you can figure this out. I just want to remind y'all of that. That you didn't come home with an owner's manual with your kids, right? And you figured it out. You tried some things, they didn't work. You maybe beat yourself up a little bit, but you also knew that you just had to keep going, right? You had to keep this kid alive. And that's the same thinking that you can use with this. Is, okay, maybe that didn't work, or maybe I wasn't perfect at it, but I'm just going to keep going because I'm not giving up on it. I love something that I heard the other day from another coach, and it was so good. I wanted to like pass it on to as many people as I could. She talked about a goal, thinking of a goal like a year-long contract. Think about if like you signed a year-long contract to do something. Like, you know, for work or something like that, right? Let's say that, you know, you maybe like went a month of the year and you didn't, you know, do anything with it or something, right? But you know that you're in that contract, right? You got to get back at it. Like you're in a year-long contract to do something for somebody, right? It's not like, you know, it's going to go perfectly. It's not like you're going to have everything figured out at the very beginning. But if you've signed a contract and you've made a commitment to somebody, you're going to get it done before the end of that year, right? And for you, a goal needs to feel like that. It needs to feel like a true commitment to yourself, even if things don't go perfectly, even if things, you know, like, even if you try things and they don't work. Even if you go for a few weeks without doing something, you get right back at it because you've signed that contract to yourself. And so how could that help you to think about your goal, to think about your weight loss goal as a contract? There we go. If you didn't meet the basics of the contract, it wouldn't be renewed. Exactly. Like you're motivated, right? Because you have these reasons to get stuff done. So how can you think about your weight loss goals as a contract to yourself that you're going to stick with, not perfectly ever, for the entire length of the contract? Okay. All right. Let me answer a couple more questions and then we'll get to coaching. Laura says, is physical or mental signals better to follow? You want to listen to both. Absolutely, Laura, you want to listen to both, but maybe just start with physical. Start with the physical signs, right? What are the physical signs of satisfaction for me? Do you have a little bit of like pressure in your stomach? That's kind of where I am. Like, I'm not like, you know, straight up full, but it's just like, I feel a little bit of pressure down there. I definitely have like a sigh. Sometimes people talk about the sigh, like, you know, like, yeah, I'm done. Because I mean, a lot of times when we're eating, I do not know. I mean, there's probably some science behind that sigh. But what I think it is that sometimes when we're eating, we're not breathing as deeply, right? Because we're chewing and swallowing and things like that. And so we're not breathing as much. And so when we just kind of pause for a minute and like we've had enough, our brain is just like, okay, let's get a little bit more oxygen in that we've, you know, missed out on the last few minutes while we've been eating. And so, so there's the sigh. I mean, you know, you want to think about like, what else is going on, you know, when you are truly satisfied. So just start with the physical signs. Judith says, do you recommend weighing your food? No, Judith, we really don't do that around here because here's the thing. we don't know how much food every time is going to get us to satisfied. Some days it might be, you know, this amount of salad. Another day it might be this amount of salad, depending on, you know, our bodies and what its needs are. So we don't, you know, count calories. We don't weigh, we don't count points, because we listen to our body for hunger and satisfaction signals. Because our body will talk to us, y'all. Our body is very wise, and it will talk to us if we just listen to it. It really does. But it really will talk to us. But a lot of times we've gotten out of practice with listening to our body, right? And we've just eaten just because we want to eat. And so we have to get back into practice listening to our bodies. So for you guys in that have just joined, you know what Corinne says, if you haven't listened to the orientation and module one, I want you to get off this call and go over there to module one of No BS, because that's where you'll learn about what all the basics are and what all the basics are all about. Okay. Christina says, what would you recommend for eating after the kitchen is closed? I'm having trouble with this still after over a year in the group. Christina, module three of No BS is all about urges. And that's what this is what I want you to do. And this is what all of you all can do. When you have really zoned in on a specific thing that you want to work on, you know, a specific time of day, a specific area of overeating that you want to work on, go back through that module three of No BS, laser focused on your overeating after the kitchen is closed. Every single thing you learn, how can I apply it to my urges after the kitchen is closed at night? Ask yourself that question over and over and over again. Okay. All right. Let's get to some coaching, specifically on the basics. Remember, okay. All right, Darlene, you're coming on. Are you there? Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and see if this will. Okay. Are you there, Darlene? I'm asked to unmute you. And I'm going to ask you to start your video because I'm not hearing you. Yeah, you're still muted. Are you there? Maybe you didn't mean to raise your hand. I'm going to try one more time. Okay, you raised your hand. I need you to unmute yourself and start your video. Can't hear you. Okay, not hearing you. So if you can. You can maybe figure out how to do that. I'm going to go ahead and take you back down. And if you can figure out how to unmute and start your video, then you can raise your hand again. Okay, we got Laura. Are you here? Sounds like a lot of y'all are you here, Laura? I don't know what's going on this morning, y'all. This is weird. Okay. No, Laura Gary, it's a different Laura. You're on down the line. Okay, we're going to try somebody else. Jill. Maybe third time's the charm. Jill. There you are.
Hi.
Yay. Okay. I was starting to think it was user error.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
So I joined, I actually posted about this in the tribe yesterday and got some good ideas. And I think I was realizing from these five steps that you had, the first question is probably my biggest issue. So I joined in April of 2019. So I'm coming up on my second anniversary and just go up and down, have never gotten the basics under control. And I do think if I can do that, like I really do believe that's where the meat of all of this is, if that makes sense. So I think the part for me that sticks out the most is that what am I afraid of? And you said it perfectly that I just won't be successful in doing this. And I guess in looking at my habit tracker from before, I find that the days I stay on plan and I don't overeat, it's almost like a punitive thing. Like, can I just make up for how I've been before, you know, for that day in particular? And so I guess I'm wondering if you have some other thoughts that maybe are more helpful, but also like to what extent does it have to be an amazing thought to keep you on plan if it's working and otherwise helpful to kind of go through the rest of it. The sleep and the water are not issues for me at all, thankfully. I have two young toddlers, so sometimes I don't get enough sleep, but it's just, I can't help it otherwise. But my issue is definitely not overeating and staying on plan. And it, I think from journaling, it always comes back to that. I can't do it anyways, sort of fear.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you're asking like, you know, well, is it okay for me to, I mean, should I just, you know, try to be like more punitive more often to follow my plan?
Yeah, I think that's, when I look back, it seems like that's really the only times I'm able to stay at least with a doable hunger because if I'm like angry at myself and mad at it, it's like almost like an embarrassment thing. Like if I can't do this, then what can I do?
But and we know, I mean, what we know that that's not sustainable, right? Right. It's kind of a matter of backing it up and saying like, okay, what am I, you know, punishing myself for, right? What am I making it mean that I maybe didn't follow my plan yesterday, right? And now I'm trying to kind of make up for it today. And so what you've really got to look at is, okay, what are my thoughts about me not following my plan that feel so terrible that I think I need to punish myself, you know, by following my plan the next day, right? Yeah. And so it's just so for you, it's like, okay, so let me just ask you, what do you think about, you know, what do you make it mean about you when you don't follow your plan?
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of things, but I think one of the biggest is that I sort of have my life together or have my life together in every other aspect. Like this is the one thing I can't seem to figure out. And so,
and that, that feels terrible too.
Yeah, it does. No, it makes me cry to say it. Yeah, it's not a good place.
Right. Yeah. And so I hear that. Just with a lot of my private clients, I hear that where it's just like, this is the thing. This is the one thing, you know, I'm so successful in all these other areas, but that thought isn't helping you either. Right. And so it's a matter of like leveling up that thought a little bit where it's like, oh, well, this is the thing. This is where my work is right now. Right. This is where, you know, all these other things that I'm really good at, I had to work at them for a while, right? I mean, you know, our brain wants to think like all those other things just came so easy and, you know, why can't this just come as easy as those things? But we forget that we had to work at those things too, that we had to be compassionate. I was talking about parenting earlier, right? We had to be compassionate to ourselves when we, you know, tried something with our parenting and it didn't work and we needed to try something different. We forget about all those times. We think, again, we just think everything came, you know, so natural. Or, you know, just, and it's like, no, we worked at those things and now it's time for us to, you know, to work at this And it's just, this is just the time for this now. And so reminding yourself of that, that, you know, you weren't ever good at anything just immediately. You always worked at it and you always practiced. And that's where, you know, where you can kind of get out of that thinking. But again, going back to like when you don't follow your plan one day, and again, think that you need to kind of make up for it the next day, it's really thinking of that as, you know, not as a bad thing, right? Not as a, as an X on your, you know, your habit tracker. It is, you know, it's something that's going to happen. It's something that, I mean, I always tell all my clients, I don't ever want to see a perfectly filled out habit tracker, like a, you know, green checks every single day. That means you didn't learn anything, right? That means you didn't grow. That means you didn't learn from your mistakes. And so it's really a matter of changes for you. I think a matter of changing the story of what it means when you don't follow your plan. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think I need to spend more time worrying about like, what can I, like taking each day as a separate day and not thinking about a year from now or yes. even 30 days from now, but just like, yes. how can I make myself proud of myself today?
Right.
Doesn't have
to. I mean, and like, what are some wins? Mm-hmm. You know, let's say you didn't follow your plan. I mean, did you follow your plan yesterday?
No.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's go through this because this will be really good. So do you have it like right there with you?
Right
here. Handy dandy. Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't follow your plan, but I want us to come up with at least three wins from yesterday. I can think of one.
I made a plan.
You made, I was just like, that was it.
I made a plan.
Okay. Number one, win. You made your plan. What's number two?
I did, like, got my sleep and my water in.
Yes.
I assessed my plan.
Yes.
I had Subway for lunch, and I have been, I always order a foot long thinking I'll save part of it, which I never do. I end up eating it all. So I only ordered the 6-inch yesterday. Which
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So then I couldn't eat more than that and, you know, have some story about how I wasn't going to do that anyway.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Anything else about your plan? Like, are there parts of the plan that you did, other parts of the plan that you did follow?
Yeah. I mean, I was on plan for breakfast and dinner and, you know, I was mostly, I mostly just overate and had one thing off plan.
So, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's, do you already feel a little bit differently?
Yeah, that's probably a better question to ask. What did I do right than what did I do wrong to start?
And then maybe that kind of helps with the, you know, the need to punish yourself the next day, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like resist through following your plan, mm-hmm. right? Because here's the thing, like kind of the secret that maybe like, you may still lose weight not following your plan all the time, mm-hmm. right? It's not like it's just a, you know, you have to follow your plan to lose weight. But if you're making progress, the Subway thing is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. You're leveling up over time, little things like the 6-inch instead of the foot long. I mean, that's literally like twice as much food that yeah. you didn't eat yesterday. Because you decided you didn't need it, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just like all of these little things add up, but we just zone in on that like, well, but I didn't follow it, so I suck, right? And it's just like we can't afford to think that way anymore. We've got to focus on all these little wins.
Okay.
So that's what I want you to do where it's like, you know, we have that thing like, what did I do right? Those three things I did right. But I want you to bump it up to at least 5,
okay.
if not 10.
Okay.
Every day. And just play a little game with yourself. Like, let me see if I can maybe have no repeats, you know, just for fun. Because even as we were sitting here talking, you realize like your brain started like coming up with more and more ideas. right? On what went right? What are things that you want to keep repeating? And then that just builds from there. And then you start seeing like, okay, this is what a plan looks like that I can follow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, you know, another win is, have you done your discovery worksheet on your ovary yesterday?
I have not.
Okay.
I will do that.
Do that, and that'll be another win. Okay. So do that too. Okay. So it's just all these little wins, but I think for you, it's just like, what if it's okay that I didn't follow my plan because I got all these wins mm-hmm. anyway, right? And I'm making progress. And I'm moving forward.
Negativity. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the crowd. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. See ya. Yeah. Bye. All right. I can just take you down here. Okay. All right. Darlene, let's try you. Okay, Darlene. Let's see. Oh, Darlene, you disappeared. Maybe she didn't want to get coaching. All right, Peggy. All right, Miss Peggy. Peggy disappeared. Largary. Okay. There you go.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. What's going on? You at work?
I am at work, and I love the fact that I am now an OG. I'm no longer an elder. Right. I am an OG.
You have moved on up.
I have. But even in moving up, I just want a lot of the newbies to maybe know, like, I have had huge success with PNP. I will be a PNP tribe member for life. That's how old school I am. And I have fluctuated. I had lost about 70 pounds, and I've gained about 30 back. So there is always like this, you know, and I know what caused it. I know what thoughts caused it. I know what to look out for. I have learning from them and just really loving back to basics and ready for the basics here.
Love it.
So my question is, can you talk more, a little bit more about the mental signals that you're talking about? Because I remember when I first started, one of the things I did that was very helpful was I remember having no negotiation in my brain. Like the minute I thought this, I think I'm at enough, I stopped right then mm-hmm. because I was still getting curious. And then I think at some point I didn't think I needed to be curious anymore. And so that's one of the basics that I'm going back to. Like the minute I hear in my brain, I think I'm at enough, or is this enough? I just stop. And then I kind of listen for the tension. So right. Can you talk a little bit more about those mental signals that you were referring to a little bit earlier?
Yes. Good. So we're talking about stopping at satisfied and what the, you know, again, that there are physical and also mental signals. And you said it right there. It's usually a thought, something like, you know what? I think we're done. You know, I think we're about at where we need to stop. And it's, for a lot of us, it is maybe we don't hear it at all. For some, you know, for right. some of us, it's like just a whisper, right? It's kind yeah, of, you know, yeah. faint. And then yeah. others of us who have practiced, it's definitely more, you know, a louder voice, right? It's a, yeah. It's a louder thought. And so, yeah, it can be something like, you know, I think we're about done. Another kind of mental signal is you get distracted, right? You start, you know, maybe kind of like, you know, if your phone was right there, right, you start kind of picking up your phone, or maybe you start, I know I'm picturing myself sitting at my kitchen island, and I start like thinking about like, you know, the dishes that I need to wash, or the, you know, what I need to go get from the grocery store, or what I need to do next in terms of, you know, go back to work or whatever, right? We start to get distracted in our minds. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I didn't mention that I think is such a good sign, and this, it's kind of like a, it's kind of a mental and a physical thing or whatever, but it's like when we start to look for the good bites in the, you know, in
whatever
our,
we have left,
my salad, yeah. Right? I'm trying to look for the cheese and the nuts in there, you know, to like get the last few good bites in of your meal. That's another sign, right? That you're about ready to stop. And because again, your brain is not focused on just, you know, eating and really thinking about how, what satisfied feels like, your brain is starting to focus on other things.
Right.
And so is that kind of what you were asking about?
It is. And then the other thing that I was going to say is, like you're talking about, like mentally, like if not like I have learned through many discovery sheets that often if I am like looking forward to a meal or I've planned something and then it didn't taste as good mm-hmm. as I expected it to, and I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to, or it didn't like, then I wasn't like satisfied.
Yes.
That way, mentally and maybe emotionally, but then I want something else like that.
Okay.
That doesn't count. So that's kind of the other.
That's a really good point in terms of, you know, with your mental satisfaction. I mean, mental satisfaction is a real thing, right? But satisfaction is a feeling that comes from a thought, right?
Right.
And so you have to really think about your thoughts about your meal. Like, if you have a thought like it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, then what are you going to tell yourself instead? And for me, I mean, I say things like, well, you know what? This just wasn't one of those party in my mouth kind of meals.
Right.
This meal is just fueling me to, because I mean, I'm thinking about my lunch today. It's like some leftover pork chop and some rice and some green beans. I mean, it is, you know, I mean, that may be a party in some people's mouth, but it's not necessarily for me. I mean, it is just like leftovers that, I mean, that tastes good. It tastes very good to me.
Yeah.
But again, it's not like, you know, it's not fun necessarily. And so then what I tell myself is like, this is just one of those meals. Like I start to think about like, you know what, but I'm eating leftovers. I'm saving money, right? I'm, you know, and I love all this, you know, this good, healthy food, and it's going to fuel me for the rest of the afternoon. You know, I tell myself this story that isn't the, you know, the party in my mouth story, but it also isn't the, you know, I wanted like, you know, something better. I have this new story where I just remind myself of, in terms of like every food is, I mean, every meal is not, you know, it isn't supposed to entertain me. It isn't supposed to be fun. It's just supposed to be fuel for me living this life that I love.
Yeah. I made something the other morning or the other afternoon for lunch that I thought was going to be really good. And when I got there, I was like, oh, I am not enjoying this at all. And I used that when I said, okay, well, it's not a party. It's just fooling me. And the lesson that I learned is I will never make this again.
Yeah.
Done. That's a big lesson.
It's like, I mean, and you know, it can just be like, oh, well, good thing is lesson learned. I'm not going to make this again. You know, I have plenty of other choices of things to make, right?
Right.
And
right.
So it's like, now I know, you know, thank you, you know, universe, for telling me that, you know what, this is just not something I want to include on the list and move on. It fueled me for today, and you know, on to whatever I'm doing next.
Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.
Questions. All right. See ya. Bye. All right, y'all, I think I want to keep this. I've got a few more of y'all with your hands up, but I think I want to keep this to an hour. So I think this was really good stuff. And like I said, I want to go back and, I mean, y'all were just nonstop in the chat, but so I definitely want to go back and look at the chat. But like I said, I will post the chat for all of y'all to look at, because I'm sure there's some great ideas in there that you all can crowdsource from the chat and have all kinds of, you know, get all kinds of ideas from there. And so Yes, this was so much fun, y'all. I hope that you really got kind of a good process that you can follow just every 30 days, right? Every 30 days, you can just repeat this process. And maybe after 30 days, if you just decide, you know what, I'm just going to keep going with this same thing. You know, I'm going to keep, maybe I want to increase my percentage on my habit tracker for, you know, eating dissatisfied, like another 10%. Right. And so I just want to keep with the same thing, but it's just so good to really, really dial in and just really focus on one thing at a time and just make some progress in that area. Right. It's all about this compound effect. There's a book about that called The Compound Effect, but it's just like, y'all, it's just adding these small little things one by one, one thing at a time that adds up to success. Okay. All right, y'all. Baby steps. Absolutely. It's been so much fun today. And I will actually, though, here, let me see, make sure there's, let's see, Regina. Okay. I can't, y'all. I wanted to make sure there weren't any, like, you know, burning questions in here, but Regina, I gotta answer your question about planning before I get out of here. So you said, have you discussed the importance of making a plan and why you have to make one each day? This is the part I've not been able to make myself do. I'm not a planner. Here's your problem, Regina. If you keep writing and thinking and saying that you're not a planner, you're not going to make a plan. I'm not a planner is a thought. It's not a fact. It's just something that you think. You absolutely have the power to take a pen and your planner and write a plan. You are a planner if you sit down and make a plan. Okay? So you can't use that as an excuse anymore. You can't afford to if you want to lose weight. That's the bottom line. Okay? So you have to stop saying, I'm not a planner. What you need to start saying is something like, you know what? I'm working on being a planner, or I'm practicing being a planner, or I mean, I am a planner. Okay. Because again, that thought, your brain hears you say that and write that. And so when you sit down to make the plan, your brain's like, wait a minute, but I thought we weren't a planner. Okay. So that's the thought that's hosing you. You are a planner. You have to decide that you are, or at least decide that you're working on becoming one, okay? And then why you have to make one each day, the bottom line is that it reduces decision fatigue. That's what we call it. When you decide on what you're going to eat every day, then your brain, that decision is already made, and you get to free up space in your brain to make other decisions and to do other things throughout the day, okay? So I want you to go back to module one of No BS. And remind yourself, go back to that lesson about the plan and really remind yourself of why making a plan is so important. But like I said earlier, y'all can make options. Y'all can, you know, give yourself several options, right? It's not like it's got to be one and done, but it just helps your brain focus on that decision being made and you get to move forward. Okay. All right, y'all. That's all I got. I will talk to you later, and this replay will be up soon. See ya.